I smell semen, but not mine, coming from behind that rock. Show yourself, coward.
The Hulk shouted in anger as he tucked away his giant fucking cock.
And then they fucked. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to And Then They Fucked. I hope you're ready for some more tantalizing, scintillating tales of...
smuttery.
Yeah, that. I have with me today the Marquis Dutain.
I am the Marquis Dutain.
And I am the Princess Jezebel. And missing from our smutty trio today is the Baroness.
Farewell, Baroness.
Goodbye, Baroness.
I hope you're smutting wherever you are.
She's probably baiting safe wherever she's...
Oh, yes. She does send me texts every now and then going, just letting you know, baiting safely.
Does she really?
No.
Yeah, okay, good.
I hope not.
I was like, that's
I mean,
very
this
concerning.
Is, we're recording this in the past, and I hope by the time it airs in the future, it hasn't started happening.
Yep. Mm. I have a question for you real quick.
Oh, okay.
Our intro snippet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you smell your own semen? Like, can you identify the smell of your own semen compared to others?
I mean, if you've been in a room where you've been having sex, you can smell the sex smell. But it's you. I always assumed that was more like sweat than anything else.
Yes.
I guess if you have a lot of exposure to your specific semen, but I've never consciously noticed the smell of my semen versus the smell of someone else's semen. The semen.
Okay, good. I feel like we've all learned something here.
Sometimes very different from person to person in taste, at least, and texture. Gross.
Yeah. All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I shouldn't have asked. I knew better, and I asked anyway. Do you have a story for me?
I do. I have a story.
Yay!
And I'm doing a fandom that we've never touched on before.
Really?
Mm.
Are there any left?
Well, they're kind of quasi-real characters.
Mm-hmm.
So they're real people, but they kind of have a persona that they play up to. We'll see if you get it. Shall I start?
No, I'm intrigued. Right. I'm filled with intrigue.
The story is called All My Days, and it is written by an author who calls themselves Congratulations on Your Life Choices.
Wow, that felt very pointed.
A little judgy. Whew. A little judgy. Louis doesn't mean for it to start sliding outside of weekends when he calls Harry Daddy or Dada.
King Louis.
Louis and Harry.
Harry's a royal. Maybe we're time jumping.
Maybe we are. We're not.
We're not.
He means for it to stay just there. Those hours or nights or weekends where he's a pretty helpless baby girl and Harry's his daddy who loves him, but he can't help it.
Wait, okay. This isn't One Direction, is it?
It's definitely One Direction.
No!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Louis a helpless baby girl and Harry's his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He wears his dummy now when he's alone in the house and Harry's not staying over. Sometimes if he's in the living room with the television on, he'll watch. Sprawled out in front of the settee, his dummy in, just wearing a crop t-shirt and some pretty knickers. He crawled across the room to get the remote once, and it made him so hard that afterwards he rubbed his dick against a cushion until he came, whining around his dummy.
Is that a thing?
In what sense of the word?
Everything's a thing.
I mean, it could technically happen. I've never... rubbed myself against a cushion until I come while whining around
Neither.
My dummy.
Oh, well, something to try this weekend.
He found himself wishing that he was wearing a nappy so that he could come in it. It's so nice, is the thing. It's so easy to cuddle his teddy bear and suck on his dummy. He doesn't like making himself a bottle to drink from. He always wants his daddy for that. But it's nice to go upstairs to bed and to crawl under the covers with his teddy and his dummy and his pretty knickers.
I mean, I will say one thing, though. The writing is actually fairly well written.
It's not poorly written.
So I'm almost comforted by the idea. I'm always like, oh, that does... Wait, nope. Okay.
Maybe it is okay just to be a pretty little girl with a daddy.
Yes. We all were once, I suppose. Were we not?
Well, yes, but hold that thought. He doesn't mean to slide his bear inside his knickers, and he doesn't mean to roll onto his front so that his dick is caught up against the bear's fur. he doesn't mean to start to rock backwards and forwards so that his willy gets hard, and he starts to leak pre-cum over his teddy bear.
Aw, poor teddy bear.
Teddy, he whispers, that's my naughty place. You're touching my naughty
Stop
place.
Stop looking at me. Oh my gosh, I hate eye contact during this podcast. It's so weird.
It makes his willy get harder. He feels like a baby girl with an erect penis. Yeah. His erect penis makes him feel like a baby girl.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get on board with that.
A baby girl that wants her daddy. Want my daddy.
Stop looking at me. I'm looking at my computer now.
He's running down into the soft fur of his teddy bear, and it's so warm and naughty and soft and furry. He ruts and ruts and ruts until his willy is leaking and his teddy bear is wet from it. Until he's panting and sobbing and crying for his daddy. He cries as he comes, tears sliding down his face because he's a baby. He's just a helpless little baby girl with a cum-soaked teddy stuffed in his knickers, and he wants his daddy.
Yep.
He keeps rubbing his softening willy over his teddy's wet fur until he falls asleep, still rocking backwards and forwards over his naughty teddy bear. He dreams about being a newborn baby again, about not being able to move properly or look after himself, about not noticing when he wets himself, about daddy being fuzzy at the edges, Louis's limbs heavy and floppy. He loved being small and helpless. Daddy having to spoon feed him soft food.
Does anyone remember any of this stuff?
Chewing was hard work. I don't.
I don't. Mm. I think my earliest memory is like 3.
I remember falling down the stairs, and I think that was when I was...
That's pretty horrific though. Like that's a, like, do you know what I mean? Like that's enough of a memory that you would remember it. Hmm. But I don't think I can remember anything until I was about 3.
I don't remember the pain. I just remember like the visuals of like things tumbling around and then a dog walking over the top of me when I was at the bottom.
Oh, good. Yeah, but I definitely don't remember being like spoon fed or like carried to bed as an infant.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Chewing was hard work. When he wakes up, it's the middle of the night and he's hard again already rutting against his teddy bear. I'm a baby, he whispers, eyes still closed. I'm a baby girl.
This is very like confusing and disorienting.
Yes.
Yes.
You are, Harry says, and he's sitting on the edge of the bed with his keys in his hand. I let myself in. Sorry. I thought you'd be waiting up for me. Daddy. Louis knows he's gone very red indeed, but his teddy is touching his naughty place and Louis's willy is hard.
I hate the word willy. I've always hated it, like since I was a little girl, always hated it.
You are always my baby girl, Harry says. Naughty girl going to sleep without wearing your nappy. My teddy's been naughty. I can see, baby girl. He's all sticky. Did he make your willy all hard? Louis nods. He doesn't know where his dummy is. He puts his thumb in his mouth instead, hooking his finger over his nose. Daddy, why don't you roll onto your back there? There's a good baby for Daddy. And let all these dirty knickers off you, shall we? Then Teddy can help you feel nice again. And after that, we'll put you in a nice clean nappy. Don't need to worry about accidents when you're all taped into a nappy like a little baby. Because that's what you are, aren't you?
Oh my God.
You're Daddy's tiny baby.
Is the end in sight?
Yes.
Thank God.
Dada.
This gets worse. Ah.
Dada, Louis says, and he feels safe again, even as Daddy's taking Louis's knickers off and taking a hold of Louis's teddy bear, wrapping it around Louis's willy. That's all right, darling, a tiny baby for Daddy. And you've lost your dummy, haven't you? Well, we'll have to tie it on again, won't we? A big, pretty pink bow for my pretty baby. Too helpless even to look after your dummy, aren't you? He was still stroking his teddy bear's sticky fur all over Louis's willy. Are you going to come for Daddy, baby girl?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, if only my parents knew what I was doing right now. Okay.
Come for Dada? Oh my. There is something really weird about incorporating daddy into a sexual connotation, isn't there? I've never understood it, and it seems to be getting more and more prevalent.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's, yeah, it's not really my jam, but I have had boyfriends that are really into that. Like really into that. I don't know what it is. Like,
do they give you a dummy?
No.
And
no,
a
no,
nappy?
No, just like being called daddy.
Right. Okay.
And the other way around.
Calling you a baby girl.
No, calling me mummy.
Oh, oh, no. That, oh, I had a visceral reaction to that one. That was, all right. I've never had that.
You've never been called mummy before?
No, or daddy.
I have had both.
There's that. Louis comes in thick spurts all over his teddy bear, and daddy lets him hold his teddy afterwards as he cleans Louis up and puts him in a nappy. They fall asleep together after that, and Louis sleeps a dreamless, happy sleep. The end.
Thank the Lord.
The private lives of One Direction revealed for all to see.
I do honestly feel a bit nauseous after that.
Yeah, it was an interesting one.
It was just
one.
So, like, and usually if it's got, like, bad grammar or syntax, then you, like, you're like, oh, it's just terrible. Like, it doesn't matter. But, like, when it's that well written, you're like, no, no, this was the absolute intention.
Yeah, they intended to do this to you. Ugh.
All right, well, I definitely need a break. Don't know about you, but we're going to take a break and we'll come back, and I will come back with something delightedly more wholesome.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Alrighty, we're back. I've had a hot chocolate, so I'm just feeling a little bit calm now. Not as concerned for the lives of One Direction and their secret goings on.
Look, they probably don't do that. So
you say probably, like there's a small chance they do that though.
There's a chance. There's always a chance.
Okay.
They're very rich. They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever. No one cares. I don't even know which ones are Louis and Harry though. Like if you ask me to like point them out, I can probably point out Zayn and then I'm out. I don't know any of them. They're all like blonde.
They're not, but sure.
Does Louis have dark hair and Harry has blonde hair?
I think this is your homework.
No.
Your homework is to go look up One Direction and then just see what all of them look like. Because they all have changed now because they're like old and like real men and they have babies
and
stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say half of them have babies and stuff. But anyway, I've got a story for you. It's called Charming and Charming and it's by Derp Fox.
Okay. Derp Fox.
Yep.
Charming and Charming. Charming and charming. Please, Katie.
I was like, is that it? Okay. Prince Charming climbed carefully over the castle walls, trying not to catch his cape or delicately puffed sleeves on the rough patches in the masonry. He jumped off, landing softly on the manicured lawn below, and stole around to the back of the palace, where he remembered seeing Snow White singing at the wishing well. He hummed her song under his breath, not knowing that she had already been sent off to die in the forest by the evil queen. As he stealthily approached the well, murmuring, "Today," in deep baritone, so I had to read ahead to make sure I knew. I was about to go, "Today," but I was like, that's all right. He was surprised to see a young man standing in front of it. Not another suitor. Was he too late?
No.
What is today? Is that a Snow White song?
I honestly don't know.
Beautiful. "Excuse me," Charming said as he came up to the man in his cream-coloured military suit. "Are you here for Snow White?" The other man shook his head. "I'm on an errand to find the lady whose foot fits this glass slipper," he said.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, princes everywhere.
Princes everywhere. Showing Charming the crystalline shoe. "I met her at my ball the other night, but she ran off and I didn't get her name."
Oh, classic princess move.
Classic princess move. They always leaving their shoes around. That's a terrible move though.
Yeah.
Like if I ever had glass slippers, there is no way I'm leaving them on somebody's steps.
Well, it was an accident. So in most stories.
Still.
In the original story, it was actually a fur slipper.
Really? Mm. I didn't know that. Why'd they change it to glass?
I'm
not sure.
Is that
a Disney thing?
No, it was a Brothers Grimm, I believe, thing. They changed it to glass because glass was more precious, I think.
Yeah, I suppose. That makes sense. I mean, currently my slippers do have fur on them and I would be just as sad to lose those, to be honest. Not real fur, obviously.
Respect the animals. Fake fur.
Oh, I see, said Charming, a little miffed that he had not received an invitation. May I take a look at it? Charming nodded and passed the shoe over. As he did so, however, the piece of glassware slipped from their hands and fell to the ground.
No!
Be careful with that, Charming exclaimed as he quickly knelt to pick it up from where it lay cushioned on the thick grass.
Oh, phew.
I know, right? I'm sorry, Charming stated. I didn't mean to... Oh, what is it? The other prince was frozen in place, staring at his feet. My stars. Uh-oh.
What? His stars? What happened to his stars?
No, I needed to sneeze really badly.
Oh, no.
But it went away with the pressure of the moment. It's fine.
Phew.
You're welcome, everybody. ASMR sneezing. My stars, I believe this shoe would fit you exactly. What delicate feet you have. Would it? Charming asked with a nervous chuckle. I'm really a size 10, he lied.
We all know you're a size 5.5.
That's correct. I believe so. May I try? All right, he agreed, letting Charming take off one of his supple leather boots. The two of them gasped in unison as the glass shoe slid on in a perfect fit, as if it had truly been made for him. I can't believe it. Charming looked up at Charming with tears in his eyes. My love, he gasped, smothering his foot with kisses before standing and looking up at him in such a tight... Oh, so it...
That is a bold move. Yep. Smothering a foot in kisses.
Especially since, like, we just found out he was miffed that he wasn't at the ball.
Yes.
I mean, maybe the other Charming didn't know that, but still. before smothering his foot with kisses before standing up and locking him in such a tight embrace that Charming's plumed hat fell off. I have been searching all over for you. The other prince considered reminding him that he had not actually been invited to the ball or asking just how little he had seen of his supposed true love, but the warm body pressed up to his somehow felt right. He felt stirrings of longings that he had long forgotten, not since he was just coming into puberty had laid eyes upon the new horse master his father hired. That was a weird sentence. Not since he was just coming into puberty and had laid eyes upon the new horse master his father hired.
Ah, yes, the there horse master. They'll always get you.
Do you remember your first horse master?
Oh, I'm first, second, third, and fourth.
Oh, wow, a history with horse masters. Instead, he tipped Charming's face to his and kissed him soundly on the mouth, pressing his ruby lips to Charming's beige ones. Take me, he gasped. That's a bit mean that he's got beige lips.
Yeah, yeah. I guess beige literally, not beige figuratively.
Oh, look at your beige lips.
Ugh, your lips are so beige.
Sometimes I do that. Like sometimes I put a full face of makeup on in the morning, but then I need to like brush my teeth and do stuff.
Oh, no.
So I don't put on my lipstick and then I get to work and I realize I've forgotten my lipstick and I have beige lips. And I'm like, ugh, looks like they colored me in everywhere except my lips.
Oh, no, not your lips.
Not my lips. Take me, he gasped. Charming was all too willing to oblige and lifted him off his feet, spinning him around so that his cape fluttered behind him and into the breeze before setting him down on the wishing well, his back to the wooden beam supporting its small roof. White doves cooed above them and they bucked and clanked rhythmically against the stones, echoing up the beat of their thrusts as they made the beast with two backs.
Okay, all right.
Up high in the castle, overlooking the well, the queen looked on and commanded the magic mirror to make a recording of this event so she could TiVo it later. The end.
I mean, all right.
Just needed that little snippet in there at the end so you knew what was going on.
Yeah, you know. Look, good for her. Good for her. Getting it back.
I mean, please don't record people having sex without their consent so you can TiVo it later.
I'm not sure they know what TiVo means either.
Well, TiVo is, it's kind of like a Foxtel in Australia.
Off TV to watch it later. I mean,
but this is like filming something to watch later.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, princesses. What are you going to do?
Like nothing, I guess.
Probably. Live in the closet for the rest of your life.
I'm not really a prince kind of gal.
Who is?
Like my sister, for sure.
Oh, that's so cute.
She's going to marry her prince soon.
Oh, in a Disney-themed wedding?
No. But I did get her a card for her engagement party. I hate all the sappy engagement cards. Like my mom and I have this thing about cards, so we just hate any of the sentiments that like we don't agree with. So I got her this card that was just Cinderella and the Prince Charming on the front, and it just said Bay, which I'm not usually a fan of, but she loved Cinderella as a kid. And I was like, congratulations on finding your Prince Charming.
Aww.
Love me. Love me. Which is literally yeah. what I've screamed at her my whole life. But anyway.
All right. Well, that's it. But once again, we're sponsored by PeggingToys.com.
PeggingToys.com. You guys have to go check them out. They have a 100% no bullshit privacy policy, which means that when it's delivered, doesn't have anything on the outside, so you can get it delivered to your work. You can get it delivered to your mother-in-law's house. Nobody's going to know.
Also, they have a great range of like high-quality toys.
Totally.
They don't use any of the synthetic stuff that will melt.
Yuck.
Like sex toys should be good quality.
Absolutely. You shouldn't mess around with that stuff. You need good quality.
And if you're new to the prostate massage world or the pegging world, they have a whole bunch of articles and advice for newbies.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, if you think you might be into it, but you don't know what it's about, how to go about it, they have that advice for you.
It's like they don't assume that you're an expert or you've been doing it your whole life.
Of course.
Or like, yeah. you know, they if you're going to try it for the first time, you're not too sure, there's some advice out there for you, and they've got some info pages that can really help.
Because if you don't have good friends like Taylor and Julie and me that you can ask about, how do I go about pegging? What are you going to do? You're going to go on the internet.
Peggingtoys.com.
You're going to find a weird website
yep.
that gives you all the wrong information.
Or you're going to read some terrible smut
or,
that gives you all the wrong info.
Yes, don't fist ants also.
Do not fist ants.
Or you can go to peggingtoys.com, find all the correct information with actual doctors telling you what it is about, and then buy the toys there. Use the code BATESAFE, BATESAFE, to get a discount at checkout.
So good.
Such quality. So that's been us.
That's us. Don't forget, you can check us out on our socials. We're on Facebook and Twitter. If you search and then they FKED. I have been Princess Jezebel.
And I've been the Marquis du Taint.
We will see you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, James and Riley, how you going?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Curtis. What's up?
Oh, mate, we're doing a promo right now for our new podcast.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Unfeatured Articles. Well, what do we do?
What do we do?
Thank you for asking, Riley. We look up every week the weirdest that Wikipedia has to offer. We dive into the comedic trenches of that website and find pure gold, baby. Pure sexy gold.
And we put it all on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you find your podcast, so please find us on Facebook, etc. Unfeatured Articles.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.